Ooh, Jesus, glory be to God. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. If I can say nothing else, Lord, thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Trying to make us start this off right. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Tonight, it's nothing new that we're going over, but it is a fundamental truth that we need to be reminded of again and again and again. I learned a long time ago, even though I hadn't always put into practice, but I learned a long time ago, repetition is a good thing. Here lately, I've been tutoring a couple of my nieces in math. And I told one of them, back when I was first learning these different portions of math and algebra and trig and calculus and all that, the best results I got was when I went over problems over and over again. I did not just the required homework, but if I didn't quite understand it, or if there was part that was confusing me, if I went over extra problems and went over again and again and again, I got much better results. I had a much better understanding of it. And I'm going to tell this story, and then we'll get right to the message. It's been 20 years ago. I am not old. back when, in case some of you don't know, when I was in grade school, from sixth grade all the way up to 2.5 years in college, I played the trumpet. And every year from sixth grade up until, I believe it was 11th grade, or anyway, every year I went to band camp at ICC. And then after I graduated, just before I was going to ICC, I had the opportunity to be a camp counselor. And amongst many of our responsibilities as a counselor, we were assigned to various groups. And one of the groups I was assigned to was the trumpet ensemble. There was a band director who was over it and who was leading the ensemble. He picked out all the songs and conducted the rehearsals and all that kind of stuff. And I was just there to help out and, you know, run errands if he needed me to run errands, or do whatever he needed me to do, just to be there to help out. And they were trying to learn, I don't recall exactly, they were going over like four songs of trying to narrow down to maybe two that they could reasonably play, because you basically had 5 days of band camp. Well, Sunday you register, then 5 actual days of band camp. But for this particular group, you only really had 4 rehearsals, about an hour each, I believe. And so you didn't have all that much time to learn an entire song or 2 entire songs. So time was of a factor. And anyway, about 2 days, maybe 3 days in, he kind of narrowed down to the 2 songs that were going to sound, you know, the most reasonable for that amount of time. But there was this one section in one of the songs, and there have been more sections in other songs, but I particularly remember one section is one song. It was maybe 8 measures, and the trumpets, in case y'all do not have been banned, the instruments oftentimes, in a particular group, are like the trumpets. Divided up in the first trumpet, second trumpet, third trumpet, and each one has a different melody that all blends together, you know, to make music. And the third trumpets they just weren't getting it. This particular section, they, for whatever reason, they just weren't getting it. It wasn't clicking for them. And so I'm sitting back there just kind of twiddling my thumbs for the most part. In my mind, I'm thinking, I know exactly, I could see what they needed. Because he was trying to go over the entire section of the song, like, you know, maybe a quarter of the entire song, and we would get to this section, and those trumpets would just completely mess it up. And then he'd try to go back all over it again, and it was just this one section, for whatever reason, they weren't getting it. And so And my, like I said, in my mind, I'm thinking, I know what they need. It's like I could see it. I'm like, why is he not asking me to help? I'm like, I'm here to help, and you're not using me. But finally, he said, well, can you just take them back there? And there was a room, whatever room we were in, there was another side room that we could go into. And can't do something, because I don't think he was expecting much at all, because they were kind of that bad. But it was, I mean, they were that bad, but I just knew, I knew what needed to be done. So I took them all back there, and I just started going over, trying to go over the song, and it still sounded bad. So, and I believe it had been Lord's. I said, okay, let's stop. And I tried to identify who was having trouble and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, I said, let's stop. I said, here's what we're going to do. First phase, we're going to completely ignore the melody. We don't care if it's whole notes, half notes, quarter notes. We don't care about any of that. All we want is to play the notes on the page. We're going to play them all as whole notes, and we're going to hold on for four counts. And once we get that four counts over, we're going to move on to the next note. And so we did that, and we went over that several times and got that muscle memory of the fingering for each note down. And then I said, all right, and stop. Now, I want you to completely forget about the notes. We don't care about the notes. We're going to play, I think I picked G or something like that. We're going to play this one note, and all we're going to worry about is the rhythm. We're going to play the melody that you were supposed to be playing. And so we went over that a few times and finally got that. I said, all right, now, you got the melody, and you got the notes. We're going to put them together. But if I remember correctly, I didn't even try to put the whole thing together. I took it one piece at a time. Take one measure at a time and say, okay, play this measure with the right notes. We played it as slow as we needed to play it and sped it up. And then we went to the next measure, And then we started putting it all together. And I don't remember how much time I had, maybe half an hour to work with them. And the difference between when they went in and when they came out was night and day difference. That band director was in shock because they were playing that bad before, where it was it sounded terrible, to where it was very playable and relatively pleasant to listen to when they came out. So I told all that story to get back to the point that repetition is a good thing. All right. Now with the prelude over.